A reading from Matthew 7, 1-2. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
How many times have I heard people say, I don't want to be judgmental, or I don't want to judge that, meaning that they don't want to actually condemn something.
On the other hand,
I think that the word judgment has to be translated a little bit, or judge has to be translated, because I think Jesus is saying something very profound here about how dangerous it is to judge with half knowledge.
Yeah, that's a great insight, is we often make judgments with partial knowledge, and we really don't know the whole situation. I think a distinction to help understand this would be to make a clarification between being judging and being discerning. Judging has an intent of bringing the person down. And so there's an element of elevating yourself almost in a sense of superiority because you recognize or assume certain intent of other people and you make a judgment against them. It's not a neutral judgment. You're making a value judgment. Discerning is seeing things that you know are not useful and fruitful and choosing not to make them a part of your life. And depending on the relationship you have with the person, is it something that you address because you're concerned about their well-being? And so there's a difficult line there. You know, you made the comment, people say, I don't want to judge, and I often hear the word after this, but. And they do go to judgment rather than discernment. And so there's some really nuance into understanding what Jesus is saying here.
Well, to say that I don't want to judge is actually making a judgment. So everybody judges everything. And discernment is the right word because it's a word that comes from God in relationship to the wisdom that is bestowed to Solomon. He's asked for wisdom, which is discernment, just as you describe it. I think that the problem with being non-judgmental oftentimes is to say that there are no standards. And then that's the default position to that is either I am the standard, which is incorrect, just on the face of it, or there is no God, and therefore the standards apart from us that have been set up are either imposed by society or are imposed by a society that's created a God to impose rule and control. It's crazy thinking because everything in our DNA says that there is a hierarchy of judgment. We should not put ourselves in the position of being judged when we don't have the knowledge to make a full judgment.
Right. And to use that judgment against someone.
Right.
And that's what you get on the continuum between judgment and discerning and being able to make that distinction. The rule of judgment is, there's a principle of judgment, and Jesus says it here, you will end up becoming what you judge in others. And you see that happen for so many people. And so it's a good warning about not taking a position that is reserved primarily for God.
Well, we also have to, one last thought here is we have a God of mercy, love, and a God of justice. And so much in both the Old and New Testament says both are together. You can't just ask for a God of love because it's incomplete.
I think the thing that ties together the judging character of God and the mercy of God is another characteristic of His, which is His goodness. And so out of His goodness, He knows how to bring mercy and judgment together in a way that's always right. I don't have that angle as a human being.